The first thing I would like you to ask is take a pencil and a piece of paper, because I will give you some questions, and you just reflect on yourself on the question for just a couple of minutes, okay? So if you have a paper and a pencil, just lift your hand that we can see, okay, you're ready. Okay. Great, so it seems like everybody's prepared. So I tell you what the first question is. So what I am grateful for today in general, okay? So just reflect on what was today, what in general I'm grateful for. What was that? Where did I feel grateful? Okay. You can go on if you like, and then I'll give you another question. And the question is, for what do I thank myself today? So what did you do or say, or what do you thank yourself for today? Okay. I wonder if we could unmute everybody, because we're a really small group. Maybe that works. Shall we try? Because I feel a little bit like underwater right now.
Okay. Thank myself.
Okay, and now I would like you to share some of the things you wrote down, if you like. And if everybody arises, this was just for one little thing, that would be really great. And if you like, I can start. I'm thankful for today in general that when I came at Jan's house today, I just sat very shortly together with his daughter, and she gave me stones to put them on my head because they were cold, and we decided it would be a good idea to slow down and cool down a little bit, and it was really beautiful to get that.
So I'll go. Oh, I don't have a mic in my earphones. So I'm grateful to be able to care for my mom. She's at her end of life now. And I have the flexibility. I just spent 2 weeks with her. I need to go home for maybe a week, but then I'll come back. And I really am grateful. And then I'm thankful for myself because I've been able to, my goal was to do it with patience and kindness and really presence, be present with her. And I just feel that I have been able to do that. So thank you for helping us tap into our gratitude. That's what I have.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I was really thankful for today for the warm sunlight after some days of rain, to really feel this strength of the sun that is still here, and spending the time with you, Uwe, on the balcony and drinking a drink.
That's why I'm so relaxed now, I remember.
I have so many things to be grateful for today. Really, just my heart is so full of gratitude. But the main thing is, I'm grateful that I've met this Ayurvedic doctor who's going to treat my lung condition, which is pulmonary fibrosis. And it's been getting worse lately. And he feels he can help, because all the doctors want to do is put me on steroids. And I don't want to go down that road. And I want to try a different road. And I feel very hopeful. And one of my dear friends, she put money in my bank to pay for my first treatment, which I was shocked at. But she said it was a gift for my birthday, but it was far too much. And I was gobsmacked, but full of gratitude. I'm quite excited about the way forward and hoping that it's going to help.
Sweet. Oh, bless you. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm grateful for that as well.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I love this gratitude practice, Uwe. It's one I practice all the time, and I love doing this. Gets me out my grumps and my misery. So mine was really simple, because recently I've been reflecting on how grateful I am for the love of other people. And today, all the people connected, obviously my beloved wife and my friends who I've had the pleasure of seeing today and playing some music with, and my daughters. My daughters pay for my airfare to go down and see her for my birthday. It's like, oh my, what is this? Anyway, and just recently I've been thinking about, when I've been doing this practice actually, Uwe, that really the best of me has come from all the people that have been kind enough to love me over through my life. And I'm so grateful for that, because without that reflective light, I don't think I probably would be who I am and or know so much about myself, if that makes sense. Anyway, so thank you.
Thank you, Clay.
Mine is much more mundane, actually. I'm very grateful for, I was cycling in the rain this morning and came back soaked and very cold, and I'm very grateful for a warm shower and a dry home. And I was grateful to myself for making sure that the shower got fixed last week. It's very boring, but I'm still very grateful.
Otherwise I have a hose pipe and she stands.
Oh, great. I was grateful today for a series of moments where I realized that they came towards me and they actually prompted actions that I had planned, but they kind of fell off the priority list. And so life was kind enough to basically offer these opportunities in disguise. So it was like, I knew I had to talk to somebody else from another institute, that was a thought of last week. And I said, okay, this week I want to actually make that happen. And today I had to talk to this person from another institute to discuss the results of a patient. And so I said, hey, by the way, as we have you on the phone, you know, can I also talk about, I said, thank you so much, you know, that I have to talk about. Yeah. So there was a series of events that I certainly didn't plan, and they were exactly the kind of meetings and encounters that I intended to have, and they were like they were coming my way without actually myself planning for it. So that was like beautiful. So this is one of those days when you feel like things are flowing, and as a result, I feel really grateful for, you know, the trust that I received from the families and patients that I saw today, like many, many, many in a row today, one of these like many, many, many patients a day, days. And at the end, I actually didn't feel exhausted. And that is a great gift. That's a great gift that during the day, although there's actually a lot of energy expended, that somehow energy is coming back. And I'm really grateful for that. And in terms of thankfulness, I'm really, today I felt very grateful for my body to just serve this life expression as a temple. And I felt this several times during the day. I felt really like, wow, this is actually not for granted. Yeah? And so that was, I think that's the kind of strongest gratitude that I felt, for which I can't take any credit, but it still has something to do with me.
It's the love of a good woman.
I'm feeling thankful because although we're still kind of stuck inside most of the time because things are a little crazy here with coronavirus, I'm really, Florida, so still a little too iffy for me, but I've been really thankful because all of my family's working remotely, so I've been able to kind of enjoy that time with my partner and just be able to take a moment and be like, okay, let me go away from the computer. Let's have lunch. Let's sit down. And that's not something we could do before. So it's kind of created something that's special at the moment, even though things are a little crazy. So that's what I've been really thankful for.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So looking at the time, I thought we just jump to another thing when we do it now all together, because one thing I had in mind is like usually, like I said in the beginning, and Jan as well, is you experience something where you already feel grateful, and then maybe you express it. And some of us, we know each other, but some don't. And I would like to experience together or to explore with you together to express gratitude or appreciation in our group right now in an open way, if that's fine with you. If one of you says, no, I can't do that, then it's also fine, okay? But to, you know, if you know another person, not really, you don't know much about her or him anyway, you heard some things now already, and you could try just to show up some appreciation for this other person, okay? And to do that just openly and see what happens, okay? Are you in? Has anybody something to say? Like, maybe I don't want to do that, or is it fine with everybody? Okay. So like, I just go ahead, okay? Because, you know, I said we could do that, so I start. So Alicia, I would thank you for your beauty and for showing to share that, because I have the impression that you're showering beauty. And I thank you for your males, because I find them really, really friendly. You know, I didn't answer and you were still very, very friendly, and I didn't have the impression that it was just, you know, because you thought, well, I should stay friendly, but to really, in a really friendly way, to remind me to that now we should have something to promote that and so on. And I really appreciate that. Thank you very much for that.
I'd like to appreciate Wendy. I really was touched by the fact that you're spending time with your mother at this end of life time for her. And I think that's very special. And, you know, I could just have that feeling in my heart that, you know, there'll be sadness, but there's a special thing to spend this time. It's very, you know, it's wonderful to have time with somebody during that time of transition when she's going to emigrate to heaven, as I call it, emigrate into heaven. So
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you. It touched my heart. Thank you. Thank you. I want to be grateful for Jan because Jan has created this and brought us together, but I want to say to Andrea that I'm so grateful for you, Andrea. I'm reading your book and learning about you and your life and the way you put things together for people and really have so authentic and honest in your writing, and it's really touched me. So I'm very happy to know all of you and just want to put a shout out for Andrea now.
Thank you, Wendy. I would like to appreciate and give my gratitude to everybody here, but right now to Jessica for being so patient with heart-based medicine. And sometimes it must be very frustrating for, you know, having your man taken away and doing all these crazy calls. So I would just like to send my love to you and thank you. Blessings to you for being so patient. Lots of love.
Thank you, Andrea.
I'm going to have Jan then. Otherwise, I'm going to do me. My brother, thank you so much for being here. I'm just reminded from the trivia of my days, what you go through on a daily basis, and yet every time I see you, you totally authentically show up beaming love and light. You bring all your energy to this. You are so courageous, and I just want to thank you for being just so inspirational and I'm just, you know, really good guy. And again, it must be the love of a good woman, but you know, that's not what does it. Bless you. Thank you.
So I'd like to appreciate Margaret. I'm really touched by how you share your love. And whenever I look at your Facebook page, whenever I look at your, you know, social media channels, particularly Facebook, that's just the signature every single time. And I think you must be posting about every 5 minutes or so. And I think it's like 365 days. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. All the things you share, and it's just one single message. And that is Margaret is sharing love and sharing her heart and what she feels and what her wisdom is. And you just share appreciation all around you, and everybody can perceive you as like you're like a social media mother, you know? You're like taking care of your following, right? I just treating everybody with kindness from morning to night. And that's just such a blessing for everybody knowing you. So thank you.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you very much. Will you tell my son that?
No, Kenny.
Good. Okay, and now let's jam a little bit on, you know, just take a short moment to see how do you feel like right now, you know, what does, when we do that, what we just did together the last minutes, how does that change the way, like, you, how you're here, or what thoughts you might have, or if your heart feels open or more closed than before or whatever. So let's jam a little bit on what's your experience, when your very subjective and personal experience when we do that, what happens for you? And could be both, three positions actually, like seeing somebody else sharing or receiving, you know, what happens?
I'm just humbled. I feel very humbled by the words that Jan said, and by everybody's appreciation of each other. I think we need to do more of that. I think it's important to give each other much more appreciation. Thank you.
It's unifying.
Yeah. And it's so simple, actually, to shift focus on things that you're grateful for yourself, but also that make you grateful in all day life. And so often we are so habitual in complaining, and that feels so separate. And the thankfulness that feels so connecting in between, actually, me for myself with my life, but with everybody else. Like what Seth said, that it the gratefulness for love between people, and if you feel this in gratefulness itself, it's really so connecting between everybody.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Uplifting.
I felt very touched. Thank you, Margaret, because it has been a very stressful 2 weeks, and just to have that was so sweet. It just made my heart so full, and I appreciate all of you. And you're my community. You know, I want to be with you every Wednesday at this time. I know we have all different times, but I just am grateful, Jan, that you bring us together. And if the group is big or the group is small, it doesn't matter. It's just so much love, and it was wonderful for us to be able to share it with each other. So thank you. What a great call that I didn't want to miss. I'm obviously at the airport, and I got here early.
Great. So in preparation, we just shortly imagined how it would be like if every nurse and every doctor and every cleaning person in a hospital would show up with an attitude of gratitude and appreciation. And it is like, whew, wow, that would be a totally different place to go to. You know, you wouldn't realize it. You wouldn't you wouldn't recognize it again like it was before. So what I would like you to invite is for the following week, so until next session, to take a commitment in one area of your life, to take the decision, no matter why. It doesn't matter if somebody's kind to you or whatever, to show up every day one time with some kind of appreciation or gratitude. Okay? So to take a decision, not to wait if there's a reason to do that or something like that, but just really take a decision to once a day, I will say something to my spouse or to my colleague doctor or to the first client that comes. Seth already has an idea. Could also be like the first client that I meet in the morning, I will show with special gratitude for this following week. And if you want the advanced version, you maybe have people in your life where you feel like they are always grumpy or not, like, and where it's not so easy to feel like, okay, I should show up with gratitude, and to do it anyway, you know, and to see what happens if you turn towards another person that looks grumpy and is not grateful at all. And if you do that, you just show up openly and you say thank you for whatever you can find. Could be a really small thing.